Philip Saint-Pierre, Leeds Urgent Care. Today's date is 08-27-2025. Your patient is for Miss Lisa Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Lisa spells L-I-S-A. Date of birth is 12-21-1958. This is a 66-year-old female here with cough, congestion, body aches, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. She states that she was exposed to her grandson who recently started school and is having similar symptoms, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, says discharge from nose is clear. The next paragraph, next line, patient reports ear congestion, says she feels like something is, some fluid is in her ears. Next line, patient reports sneezing. Next line, she reports headache. She says headache is present only when she sneezes or coughs, period. Not the worst of her leg, gradual onset, said headache at a moment is approximately 4/10, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of rumen, blood pressure is 108/72, pulse 68, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula, no exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, the face tender, correction, face, no edema, no erythema, patient points to her frontal sinuses and says she has pressure-like sensation in her frontal sinuses and the sneezing, period. Next line, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, neuro-alert oriented times 3, cranial alert, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID infection, number 2 is acute rhinitis, number 3 is ear effusion, number 4 is acute cough, period. Next paragraph, following test was done today, flu and COVID, flu is negative, COVID is positive, period. Patient was educated about her findings and what she, conservative measures she can take to ensure that her symptoms are not as severe. Next line, the risk for 24-hour decompensation with COVID was reviewed in this patient case. Her O2 sat is 98% of room air. She does not have a history of COPD or diabetes. She's not in any respiratory distress. Her risk for decompensation is low. However, she was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room or come back to this clinic if she is getting worse, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication, Paxlovid, 300/100 milligrams. Dose pack, she will take one dose BID for 5 days. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams. One PO TID PRN for pain/fever. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, one PO daily for 30 days. Number 3, she was offered a nebulizer machine, mask, and tubing. She declined. She says she has one at home. Also says she has medication at home for a machine. She was strongly encouraged to use it, especially if she has find herself wheezing or with cough, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.